This week in the parish of Bourses and market structure. Another week of entrenched mediocrity at ASX, LSEG's terminal troubles and blue ocean upgrades. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 259. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest Daily Subscriber Newsletter, the unique guide to the bourse business sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. Some PLY personal notes. Visiting the NYSE floor last month, I enjoyed an interview with the excellent Remy Blair of Fintech TV. You can catch that Fintech TV article by checking out the link Dissecting the Capital Market Revolution with Patrick L. Young over at Fintech TV, or indeed in the show notes on exchangeinvest.com. In parish notes, there was a tale of two cities in podcasting this week. That the podcast version of A Tale of Two Cities makes no mention of Paris points to a sign of the digital financial times, of course. Rather, we have the Exit Interview podcast, where Jeff Sprecher chats to departing ICECOM czar Josh King, and an eToro podcast featuring Alistair Haynes, who runs a London Stock Exchange, but not the London Stock Exchange, or at least not the London Stock Exchange for now. It's a fascinating contrast, and frankly, I can think of many, if not 600 billion reasons why I don't agree with my old friend Alistair, but hopefully he is right and I am wrong on London having a stable, medium-term political future. At the Ice House, it's another Sprecherian tour de force as Ice executes excellence across the world. In London, Ice staff are just getting comfy with their new digs opposite the once dominant but now dwindling London Stock Exchange, which, who knows, Alistair Haynes may yet surpass. In both cases, it's interesting listening from two of the parish's leading entrepreneurial minds. On prediction markets and politics, the CFTC, in not its finest move, seeks to ban political prediction markets. That this leaves the populace bereft of risk transfer options at the whim of the politicians ever more so than ever is not, I feel, a sound move. Amidst a welter of feedback on the topic of banning political prediction markets, the likes of Coinbase have been voluble in their complaints, but clearly they are also talking their own book. Nothing wrong with supporting your own position, of course, but the notion an exchange without any issue or interest in the issue would intervene has, for me, considerable weight. Moreover, the corresponding exchange is ICE, which adds even more heft. The letter signed by Cara Dutta is worth a read if you feel strongly, as I do, that products ought to be available for political markets. The letter begins, ICE supports product innovation in the futures markets. Hear, hear. Best of all, plaudits to Tribu Bland and the ICE Futures team for championing markets, even when it does not directly impact their business. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast. Speaking of a summer kickstart, BitCarnage is back after a week away, and as we predicted at the time, Do Kwon still hasn't been extradited from Montenegro. Over in China, it's all about money laundering. In fact, according to Chinese regulators, it's impossible to be in any way compliant with anti-money laundering legislation if you're in crypto, as China classifies crypto transactions as money laundering in an update to the AML law. That came from the Supreme Court, no less. Meanwhile, one nation's money laundering is another territory's wages, as a Dubai court recognises crypto as valid salary payment. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day on Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. Our top story this week. Last week, we were covering how ASIC had snapped and sued ASX over the CHESS debacle. 1 week on after a mediocre set of results, the chairman and his board remain unrepentant and untenable. Elsewhere, there are concerns that insider trading is going undetected at ASX, consisting of anything up to 10% of the equity volume. What a tragedy for a once-revered market operator to be humiliated day in and day out by a media which has grown tired of the failed monopoly. The sad reality is two revered market operators, ASX and the former SFE, now fully deserve the opprobrium being heaped upon what has been more than a decade of concerted failure across a series of C-suites, none of whom demonstrate much more than entitlement and hubris. The question arising is, does ASX resolve itself, or will the government seek outside help? If so, does that mean within Terra Australis only, or further afield? Over in Data World, apparently Group CEO of LSEG, ODD, is retiring Icon as a brand. Hooray! It was a waste of time and money which never lived up to even a basis point of the accompanying hype. I discussed at length this week in Exchange Invest a Telegraph article about Data which had little historical perspective, but did at least note that Bloomberg, built on pure competitive capitalism, has gone from 0 to 100 in market share terms 40 years on to nearly double the terminal revenue in 2023, $9.1 billion versus $5 billion of Reuters. True, Reuters has more terminals, 400,000 to 350,000, but Bloomies price tough and have coherent management, whereas swaying in the slightest breeze has been the tradition. Refinitively, in between having 3 days out of the office for training, client harass, whatever, and that was decades before work from home became de rigueur in the civil service, and I would presume its near cousin by DNA ethos, Reuters Financial. LSEG are preparing "we're fighting back to dominate" mantras in the battle for terminals, albeit what is the role of a terminal in the future anyway? Also in London, with data hype mode on, TP ICAP are desperate to talk up their data subsidiary Parameta, looking towards a US IPO. In results this week, it was a busy week of broadly average results in the parish. All the details are on Exchange Invest Daily, the newsletter no person can afford to be without in capital markets and market structure for the sake of this podcast. Well, amongst those disappointing this week was ASX, with entrenched mediocrity once again. At least there were signs of hope on the horizon from the latest set of results for Hong Kong exchanges, as it seemed the clouds are finally passing over the China mainland. In deals this week, as the Reuters headline states, commodities broker Marex plans more acquisitions, shares surge after results. The lesson writ large here is, list in the USA, the country club welcomes you and gives you a better valuation. That's entirely unsurprising if you're reading Exchange Invest, but gruesome reading for LSEG, whose best share valuation way forward is to sell their markets division and list the remaining Reuters Financial Refinitiv in the USA. NASDAQ must be delighted to see Marex prospering, a sound example of how transatlantic and globally focused businesses can prosper with a US listing where London remains a risk-off parochial place by comparison. Exchange Invest, incidentally, is proud to have launched a special edition inspired by my visit to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange on July the 5th of this year. Patrick L. Young, that's me, original bestseller, Capital Market Revolution, the first breakthrough best-selling book in fintech, a decade before that word held common currency, has over 10,000 new words of additional pith, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably successful through the years. Capital Market Revolution 25th Anniversary Edition is published by Exchange Invest and now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle at a ludicrously reasonable price of $9.99, a quarter the price of the original shorter print book a quarter century ago. Don't forget, we're running reruns. If you like your financial insights to come with moving pictures, our live stream is on every Tuesday, 5 o'clock London time, midday New York time, the IPO video live show. You can also catch the back episodes on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid. Our finance book of the week this week comes from Scott Nations, who was one of our guests on IPO Vid 12, talking about VolQ, a new look at volatility. His tome, A History of the United States in Five Crashes, Stock Market Meltdowns That Defined a Nation, takes us on a journey through the five significant stock market crises, as he sees it, of the 20th century. The Panic of 1907, Black Tuesday, Black Monday, the Great Recession, and the Flash Crash, over the course of the past century, to reveal how they defined the United States today. Don't forget, if you want all the news in the bourse business sent daily to your inbox, subscribe to Exchange Invest via exchangeinvest.com. Only $375 per user per year to join the Exchange Invent formation. Product news this week, ICE had some very interesting news via Wall Street for public consumption of private market assets. The NYSE Open Venture Capital Unicorn Index includes 50 large US-based unicorns. It's known as NYSE OVC, a new benchmark for a basket of US-based privately held and venture-backed unicorn companies designed by OpenVC. Down under, the ASX have listed deliverable Wallumbilla natural gas futures contracts extending their portfolio of traditional energy and carbon market derivatives. Previously, a cash-settled contract was available. This is the first deliverable in that suite. Wallumbilla, incidentally, is a rural town in outback Queensland with a population of 331 people. The gas supply hub commenced operations in March 2014. The pipeline capacity trading framework commenced operations in March 2019, comprising two complementary mechanisms for trading pipeline capacity, the day-ahead market and the capacity trading platform. Technology news this week. Delighted to see the overnight US stock trading environment taking a great leap forward as the excellent MEMX system is now operating on the After Hours ATS Blue Ocean Technologies. Meanwhile, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange has expanded its partnership with Beeks and IPC to Parkolo 2.0 as its offering in a new data center. Career paths. A storm is brewing around SEBI chief Madhabi Bukh, who appears by some accounts to have earned money from private sources while working at the Indian regulator, which is strictly forbidden. Meanwhile, co-chairman of the Trump transition team, presuming POTUS 45 becomes POTUS 47, is none other than parishioner Howard Lutnick. Finally this week, ladies and gentlemen, there are only 1,421 days until the next Olympics begin on LA. On the day this podcast is published, Saturday, August the 24th, baseball and cricket will be welcome additions to the show. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly podcast number 259. You can join us daily via exchangeinvest.com. Or if you have a new market you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, builder of exchanges worldwide, and I wish you a great week in life and markets. This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.